This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Spending some time this morning looking at the speech from Maine by Donald Trump and, of course, the attack speech by Romney. I guess I would summarize that Romney is not only irrelevant, it's ridiculous that at this late stage they pull him out of the hat when he disappeared for the last month and a half of his own campaign. He should have won against the failing presidency of Barack Obama, who screwed up this country royally, and was interested in a 9-level parkade in California, working on that project instead of actually working and going to all the different media outlets and doing his job to actually defeat Barack Obama, who is a failed president. I think it's just ridiculous the kind of leveled comments that Romney says. He needs to... Wonderful. We have Tex Meyer. So, Tex, I guess... I don't know if you saw the speech this morning with Romney's attack against Donald Trump, but I find it pretty disgusting that the Republican Party has the nerve at this late stage not to get behind Trump and actually try to get ready to win an election. They've lost the McCain election, which was a joke. They lost the Romney election, where they should have won if he didn't make stupid comments about the 47% that are irrelevant and disappearing from the media in the last 6 weeks of the campaign. I think Romney is a fool, and he's a sickening fool that needs to shut the heck up. I mean, I don't understand the same way. And we call it the truth in this program. You don't deal with a top millimeter of news, whether it's the church news, geopolitical news, spiritual news, or health news. We go to the bone marrow. By very nature, I'm a pathologist. How's that?
They're
telling me in medical school.
You
need to go back, Dr. Nagel, and get a
survey or analysis there, Dr. Miller. It's great to be with you again. And yes, I did listen to that program this morning, and also listened to Trump's response just now. And let's face it, Romney lost bad, and he tried for president twice, didn't get it. Of course, you know, he's a Mormon. He believes in a religion where a guy had 36 wives, Joseph Smith. But he doesn't believe in Trump. Well, you know, the Republican Party, I think. It would be very appropriate to ask Romney how many millions of dollars he was paid to do this hatchet job. Because he was paid, no doubt about it, he was paid by billionaires to do this hatchet job.
Right.
You know, this is a matter, Dr. Bill. This is not Trump versus the establishment even. It is that, but it's more than that. It's us versus them. It's the little people of the world. It's you and I. It's everybody listening to us. I mean, we're in for the fight of our lives here, and regardless of the, the flaws in Trump, think about they didn't even try over on the establishment side. Obama comes up with $2 trillion and says, "Here's my budget for the next 2 years." Oh, okay, you'll get everything you want. You want Obamacare? You got it. You want all the money to bring these millions of Muslims and others in across the border? You got it. Whatever you want, buddy, you got it. We're here for you. We got your back, Obama. That's what McConnell and O'Ryan, Paul Ryan, brother, and all these establishment types do. That's what the Romney people have done to us. They have totally destroyed the Republican Party. Any semblance of honesty or truth or whatever, we cannot trust these people. They have betrayed us. They are establishment hacks. And I'll tell you what, if we can't get somewhere with Trump, we're just sunk. because this nation is going under. And finally, we're reaching out for, you know, the rope is, we're in the water with sharks, and the rope has been thrown to us by Trump. That he's all we got. Who are we going to? I mean, listen.
There's no talent out there that's not tied.
Cruz, about Rubio. Cruz seems to be the one that's gaining here. But of course, look who else they've got. They've got Hillary. They got Hillary waiting in the background. They would prefer her, and they would. Paul Ryan, McConnell in the Senate, and all of these establishment hacks. They love Hillary. They do. They love Hillary. They love Bill Clinton. And everything from Newt Gingrich, every one of these people are just hacks. And that's what they've been doing to us. And they've been lying to us and flooding this country, making us into a third world nation.
Right.
That's what it is. Their intent to make us a third world nation. All of our jobs, all of our companies are going overseas. And now the middle class. They're seeing what do we got now? We don't have anything.
Well, 63%.
This is it. Yeah, this is us versus them. This is not a matter of Trump. This is a matter of we're against the Republicans and the Democrats. We've got to get rid of both those classes and the donor class, they call it. They're talking about those billionaire donors that gave Cruz all this money, that gave Rubio all this money.
Look,
and
Cruz,
even Kasich has all Cruz the money from the donor class. We're not the donor class, you see. We're the little people. But we've got a champion now, and we're going to have to swing for the fences.
Now, here's the situation. And I'm gonna get nasty here, so people need to better be buckled up for this.
Good for you, Dr. Bill.
In 1980, that's 36 years ago, I bought my first practice from the Mormon prophet's daughter's husband's brother. And it was owned by a previous Mormon, so it was 22 years old, a Mormon practice. When I first bought it, I had 26,000 Mormons. Now, of course, I lost a lot of them because I wasn't a Mormon, so within 6 months, I lost like 6,000 Mormons. But I still had like 20,000 Mormons. That's a big practice. I was a busy boy, okay? I took care of the Temple Mormons that took care of the temple in Calgary, Alberta. And Temple Mormons, actually, people need to understand that the temple in Salt Lake City has a throne room for Satan. Now, that's a fact that you may not know, even if you're a long-term Mormon and you're descended from Joseph Smith or one of the other characters that have had many wives. Mormonism is an abomination. Now, it's even more abominable since the Second World War. People don't know that the Mormons made some pretty bad investments. And one of them was a sugarcane factory in Hawaii, and they went under financially, as the church did. But guess who rescued them? Guess who rescued them? The Rothschilds.
Mm.
And you know the Rothschilds are joined at the hip.
Enlighten me. Help me out.
Yeah, the Mormon church is joined at the hip with the Rothschilds and the trillionaires that run and own up to 60% of the world's property.
Oh, that's true. They're really in thick with the Jews. And you know,
you know that if you go, no, let me finish now. Let me finish. This is important.
The company he's with is the Boston Corporation. That's for Netanyahu.
Right. Now, let me finish here. This is important. Tie the bow on this. Here's the bow. Did you know that a Christian cannot evangelize in Israel, but a Mormon can? Did you know that? Did you know that? Do you know that the little Mormon boys on their bicycles or girls can go over to Israel and go around and try to evangelize Jews and Arabs, Arab Christians and Muslims, but a Christian can't? It's against the law.
Well, they realize, don't they, that Mormonism is anti-Christianity.
All Mormons are high-level Masons.
Kind of, a supposedly Christian-flavored organization that will help them to destroy Christianity.
Right, well, all Mormons are high-level Masons, every one of them, okay? And when you get to the level of somebody like Romney, you're well beyond what's called Royal Arch Mason, beyond the 17th level of the York Rite, okay? So that's a fact.
Mm.
Now, if you go back to Nauvoo, Illinois, and you go back to the history of it, and the golden plates discovered, and all the other foolishness of the Mormon Church, because I've read the Pearl of Great Price, the Mormon Doctrines, and the Book of Mormon, so I'm not an idiot on this, just like I'm reading through all the documents on the Muslims from Bill Warner, which is actually put in place in time sequence the books of the Hadith and the Shura talking about Muhammad and this abomination called Islam. Now, the Christian church has lost its marbles, and I want you to start taking them apart. Again, we're in the operating room. We're in the pathology room. We've got our bone saws and our scalpels and our knives and our lasers. And we're going to start cutting through the garbage here. And Jesus is behind us, patting us on the back, saying, Deagle, and Tex, go crazy.
There you go.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Attention NutriMedical listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to NutriMedical unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number. 1-605-477-3248. Try it now to listen to NutriMedical 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3248. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear NutriMedical untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3248.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Well, I got a message here before you get started, text. Romney, shut the hell up. People want to attack Trump. I'm coming for you. I'm going to pray against you, your physical body and your soul, for judgment on you. And believe me, if you have righteous people pray against you, you're in big trouble. You can't imagine the trouble you're in. And let me tell you out there, if they dump Trump, it's going to be the end of the Republican Party. Because they screwed up twice already, and they want to do it a third time. And you know why? Because they don't give a damn. They're so corrupt, they'd rather have Hillary Clinton come in and totally screw up the country. And if she gets in, I can guarantee you, not only will she destroy the border and bring in Muslims and have terrorism, she'll have martial law in this country, and she'll have a civil revolt, and you'll see the country break up in the next 6 to 8 years, and you'll have multiple sub-republics. That's how bad Hillary Clinton is. The most corrupt, evil, lying witch that's ever walked the face of the earth, and the most evil person I've ever physically met. And I've taken care of mass murderers, had to be chained at the neck, arms, and legs with guys, guards watching them with a shotgun aimed at the patient's head when I'm examining them. They're that evil, and she's 1,000 times worse. And if people don't grasp that and just how dangerous this person is, she's top candidate for prison, not the presidency. The fact that the FBI really are moving quicker at putting an indictment on her head.
I think people are going to be very angry if Obama and Attorney General Lynch let her off. They're going to be angry.
We're beyond anger.
Why should anyone? You know, I was in the Air Force for 20 years. You've been in high levels.
I've been a civilian doctor taking care of military for my whole career.
As a doctor. So how, you know, I mean, if I had one little stray document, a secret document, a top secret document, left it on my desk or something so somebody could read it, I mean, they would have strung me up. They didn't do that. I remember somebody just left the safe open.
Yeah, but it was beyond that. Let's go into some other things.
Some captain left the safe open. I had the secret documents in there. And the building was locked up. It was very secure. There was nothing. But, boy, that guy got a court-martial for leaving the safe open. In case somebody may come in and how could they come in the building? His office, everything was locked up. But that's how strict the military was. And here she's got thousands of documents on her computer that anybody can read. None of it is classified. She just didn't want to mess with all that. And so she had an easy way out. Just send it to me personally and don't put those markings on or take the markings off. And, wow. Of course, it's astonishing that kind of, but you know, when she and Bill were in the White House, they had hundreds of employees that could not get a clearance. They could not get a secret or top
security
secret, any kind of a clearance because they had bad marks. They had been members of the Communist Party and all kinds of things.
What about
and
Omar,
they were working in the White House. They could not even get a clearance, but they were handling all of these top secret and other documents for Bill and Hillary Clinton. So she got used to that. She got used to getting away with all of that. And, of course, many of the things she did not want to be, people to know about because evidently she was taking bribes. She was bribing these foreign officials saying, give me money. And they gave her hundreds of millions, billions of dollars, actually, for the Clinton Foundation, which was her and Bill's personal piggy bank.
Right.
She is really a very evil, evil woman. I don't think I've ever seen her like. And you mentioned what a witch she is. Here's the thing about it. She is an absolute avowed lesbian. She is a lesbian. And her girlfriend is Huma Abedin. Everybody knows that.
Now, who is Huma Abedin?
Huma is a Muslim.
Well, let me expand upon that. Huma Abedin's mother is the female head of the Muslim Brotherhood and founder. Huma Abedin is directly tied to the Saudi billionaires that gave money directly to her foundation, along with Qatar and other Arab countries, billions of dollars, so that Hillary Clinton is tied to transnational corporations and Islam. And let me tell you, Bill Clinton, by the way, people need to know, he not only got rid of Glass-Steagall, but he had a pipeline when he set up what's called Lockheed Martin or Sputnik and the London Stock Exchange and transferred cargo technology when they set up what's called the Low Earth Orbit or LEO satellite system called Iridium in the late 90s. Bill Clinton transferred targeting technology to China and Russia because before, the Russians, the reason why they had 100 megaton warheads, they couldn't hit the broadside of a continent, let alone a city. But after that, they could get down to 10 square yards. Okay, 10 square meters. The fact is, we have a very corrupt, evil man, Bill Clinton, a total sellout prostitute, and then we have Hillary Clinton, probably the most evil person that's currently drawing breath on the planet. Now, you got to know the history of who Hillary is. Hillary Rodham, R-O-D-H-A-M, her family had been warlocks and witches, formerly warlocks and witches and Satanists for many centuries. They put their children through sex magic rituals, human sacrifice, and blood drinking to shatter their psyche so that they can then have them indwelt by transdimensional entities. That's the facts. The reason why Hillary is a bisexual and why she's a Satanist and evil and cackles literally when a steel rod shoved up inside, you know, I think her comment in the news media was, we came, we saw, he died. When Saddam Hussein was coming back
in
the truck.
That was really what a psychopath would say and do.
It's like, oh my God, I mean, I'm taking care of psychopaths.
I've studied psychopaths, and you have too. And I thought, that's so much like a psychopath would say. It sort of sent chills down my spine.
On news media.
They did horrible things to his body. He was begging them. He says, have mercy, have mercy. They had no mercy on him. They murdered him for the cameras, put it on YouTube even.
And she saw it. When she saw it, she made these public statements. Now, even if you were, and the thing is, she's so evil, she even doesn't even have the restraint on public media to not show extreme, what I call, ecstatic pleasure in the death, and a violent death of someone. By the way, they may call him he's a benevolent dictator. He gave more benefits back to all of his people in terms of free health care. They could fly anywhere in the world, interest-free mortgages, free education, et cetera, than any other country in the history of the world. And he got primary water where 75% of the water was drilled down to 2,400 feet because it comes from deep inside the earth, nascent water. So when the British came and NATO, they bombed the 10 British drilling rigs that were drilling down to 2,400 feet and call them rocket launchers, and they knew damn well they weren't. They were primary water things because they don't want people to know, like here in California, there's tons of primary water. Encinitas, just down the road, was trying to get it for the last 12 years. I've talked to Paul Power from the Primary Water Institute in Eureka, California. They have a foundation. I've got the people on I'll be bringing them on from Northwestern University and Primary Water Research in Ringwoodite. I want people to know the real guts, the evil guts, that we're dealing with people of clay and iron. Obama, he's not a real person. He's a manufactured person. He's another one whose family are all spooks. They shattered his psyche as a little boy. His father sodomized him when he came to visit him in Hawaii. And this man, no wonder he's a screwed up, narcissistic mess, because inside his little head, there's a little cringing little boy by the name of Barry Satoro. And there's this manufactured entity called Barack Obama that never existed. He's a Photoshop kid. He never existed. That's why we're dealing with evil. We have evil, just like it says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers and high places. That's what we're dealing with. And Hillary Clinton is the pinnacle of evil on this earth right now. Pinnacle.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If you want to raise the next generation of Patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No Common Core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at FPEUSA.org. That's FPEUSA.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Tex, you have a new book out now. And not only have it on your website, I'm also going to put it replicated over on clayandiron.com. What's it called, and what's the modus behind it? Because you do something different than a lot of other people. You don't just write and put out a thesis. You do photojournalism, which is, as they say, a picture is worth 1,000 words. How about a picture can be worth 1,000,000 words because you can't refute it? It's just like, oh, my gosh. This has not been photoshopped. These pictures lay it all out. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it says there shall be a great apostasy before the coming of the Most High God and the tribulation. The apostasy is on. I mean, it's especially here in America, it's just disgusting, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Well, the title of this book is Pastors and Churches Gone Wild. and it's about America's Christian establishment has gone berserk.
Right.
But you know, we have all these terrible films, Girls Gone Wild and all that.
Right.
But people don't realize pastors and churches have gone wild.
Right.
And I call all these people out, but nobody else is saying anything about it. Nobody cares because they're in all of it too. You know, I talk about, for example, there's an all nude congregation that meets regularly up in Virginia. I have a picture of the naked pastor up at the pulpit.
Wow.
It's incredible. There's a pastor's got three churches. People are just giving him the money to is coming into him. He says that he's taken the mark of the tattoo 666. He says he's Jesus reincarnated, and people are believing him.
Right.
You know, it's there's a Hookers for Jesus group. And then you know here's really something. Let's say you go to London, England, and you'd like to visit the church where. Oh, let's say former Prime Minister Tony Blair, you know, the guy whose intelligence on 9/11 lying intelligence caused us to get involved. George Bush bought into that, and we lost, you know, 5,000 young people in the Iraq War. But you want to go to the same church that Tony Blair went to because you heard what a great Christian he is. So you check into it, and sure enough, there's a church he's a member of. It's called the Pig Alley Club. It's painted pink. It's downtown London in Piccadilly Square. When you arrive at the front door, there are four burly transvestite nuns with beards to greet you. Now, how would you like to be greeted by four burly transvestite guys dressed in nuns' habits?
My
and
God.
They take you into this pink church, and they're all these gay. What it is a really basically a whorehouse. And that's where Tony Blair goes to church. And the pastor there is the second best-known Roman Catholic in Great Britain. Well, he was recently indicted, though, because he was selling all of these orders. You know, like you can be a member of an order, and he gives you a big certificate. For $50,000, you can be a member of the Order of Saint so-and-so. Well, he was faking it, but people were buying it because, after all, he's one of the most famous pastors in Great Britain. But we have these kind of things, Dr. Bill, in the United States, too. Incredible. And by the way, I show all of the last three or four popes in here. Every one of the popes we've had are absolutely crazy. They're absolutely insane.
Well, you have to understand what the popes are.
I'm glad to talk about that, but it's, of course, the guy who, Paul Crouch, he recently passed away.
Right.
The guy had a network of 2,000 Christian television stations.
Wow.
2,000, Paul Crouch. He the biggest Christian network in the world. So let's talk about this guy. Well, he had the fleets of limousines take him everywhere. He claimed to be charismatic and all, and he was on television. He and his wife Jan Crouch.
Right.
It turned out that he was having a sex affair with the black man who was the his driver, his chauffeur, his limo driver.
Right.
So they would go to the hotel there in Beverly Hills and stay the weekend together, he and his black driver, who had just got out of prison. And
wow.
And so if he, and then the guy decided, well, you know, the limo driver said he got an attorney and an agent and told Paul Crouch, you know, I'm going to expose you as a homosexual. Well, if you don't give me money. So Paul Crouch gave him $425,000 as hush money.
Wow.
And this is the owner of the largest Christian television network in America. The IRS lets the guy do whatever he wants to do. But if you're a member of if you're a pastor of some 50 person church down the corner really trying to do right for God, the IRS comes and audits you. And tries to shut your church down. This is the kind of a nation that we're in. By the way, that same pastor, Paul Crouch, went over to Red China, and he told them, I've looked at the book, the Mao sayings, you know, the little red book of Mao sayings, and he's just like Jesus. Jesus and Mao Zedong believed in the same things.
Wow.
Now, that's what he told the officials over in Red China. But Billy Graham said this. Billy Graham went to North Korea, and when he got to North Korea, he preached and he said, you know, I've looked at the sayings of Kim Il-sung, the dictator here, and you know what? He and Jesus believed just alike. These people are absolutely insane. And, of course, then there's the Duck Dynasty stars.
Right.
You know, they say the guy, you know, he's a Christian. They've got all the Duck Dynasty. I watched it one time on TV. I wanted to see what people were talking about. Well, I have a picture of them in the book, all of them giving Masonic hand signs and body signs. They're a bunch of Masons, Freemasons.
Of course. Why do you think they're getting the media attention?
That's true. But they preach the name of Jesus, don't they, these Freemasons? Of course, they don't in a lodge, because that's not permitted.
Yeah,
you can't preach the name of Jesus in the Masonic lodge, because They don't believe in Jesus. They believe in the serpent.
Well,
in the
higher
levels, in the 32nd, 33rd degrees, they worship the serpent.
Tex, once you get to the 17th level, you're right. You learn the ineffable name of God is Yabalan, Yahweh, the creator God, Baal, the god of fertility, and Osiris, the god of the underworld. Two of the three names are names for Satan, the dark one, the usurper, you know, Lucifer. And people need to get it. But, you know, let's face it. The world is run currently by Masons of Very Silk, whether they're Buddhist Masons like the Dalai Lama, Muslim Masons. There's more Muslim Masons, by the way, high-level Muslim Masons, than Christian and Roman Catholic Masons in the whole world. You know, the Pentalfo division of the cardinals in Rome made an open conversion to Islam to support ISIS and ISIL just last year, and we had Leo Zagamian specifically talking about it. We've had also on the program Jonathan Gray, whose second DVD, says, why did the Vatican help to create Islam and support its early nascent growth? And then when the Muslims turned on them and wouldn't give back the Temple Mount, they started the Crusades. Now the Pope is pushing for Chrislam to fuse Christianity and Islam and saying it's the same God. They have now Sharia-compliant textbooks with Bill Warner, former Tennessee State University professor, that says that in the textbooks now, and there's various textbooks also now in universities like George Washington University, we have to say that it's the same God. It's not. It's the 287th moon war god of Mecca and Medina that's so-called Allah. Allah is not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's a freaking lie. And Jesus is not Isa that comes back as a Muslim and beheads people because they won't convert to Islam. That's what they teach in Islam, not just radical Islam, all Islam. That's a fact.
Well, you know, that is true. And, of course, the Catholic catechism, the new catechism that Pope John Paul II had put out with Ratzinger, his head of the Congregation for the Faith.
What a great name.
Doctrinal guy.
Who became
a pope himself, of course, Pope Benedict. But they changed it. They say that the Muslims don't need Jesus now. Muslims worship Allah, and that's good enough. If you have Allah, basically you're already saved. So
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy.
Oh, no.
That's it. That was it. Oh,
Rick nice. Warren. Isn't Rick Warren right up here in California in Orange County?
Yes, Rick Warren. Saddleback Community Church.
Right. Actually, we have actually some... people we know personally, one of them goes actually to Rick Warren's church, and they're completely lost. And people don't understand this. Now, if you don't think America's under judgment, and again, just think of all the people that voted in the past for Barack Obama that have literally destroyed the morality of the country, destroyed the border, destroyed the economy. So now 63% of people in America can't put $1,000 together for a co-payment or a broken vehicle or an air conditioner or any crisis. And they still vote. This includes a lot of the, again, this happened with Hillary Clinton, the Black Caucus in the southern states. You black people are being totally, thoroughly screwed by Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and by Barack Obama. You need to get with the program. You want jobs back. You need to have, Trump bring jobs back to the country and close off the border. These people are illegally coming in here, and people say, well, we need people to come in. Yeah, of course you do. You need to streamline the immigration system so states and industry can put in quotas, and we can get a guest worker program. And as I've said before, and it's like ticked off some people, we need a wall, but we also need air-conditioned buses and bottled water so people don't die crossing the desert trying to get in here illegally. We need to treat them as human beings, but they don't need citizenship and need to go back to their country when their work is done. And yes, we need these people for certain jobs, but we also need to make certain the drugs don't come across the border. That's why in Vermont, the primary number one problem when Trump was there was heroin. Now, I know that the CIA are bringing in heroin, too, and that's another thing. Trump needs to close down the CIA for bringing in illegal drugs. I mean, Arkansas, the last two presidents, George Bush Jr., George Bush Sr., and Bill Clinton, were all heroin and drug dealers bringing in illegal drugs. Look at the Department of Justice. Fast and furious, under the previous director of the Department of Justice, was giving illegal guns to our specific cartels in Mexico and Central and South America to make certain that they fought against the other cartels. It wasn't to capture people. And there were people that were killed by our guns that we gave these people through Fast and Furious, but nobody went to jail. Did the previous attorney general go to jail over it? No. And we have people like Hillary Clinton conspiring to reacquire MANPADS, which are surface-to-air missiles that we gave more than 67 plus, up to maybe 75, to Libyan terrorists. And when we try to get them back, They said, no way in hell are we giving them back to you so you can send them over to Syria to fight against the Syrians. And that's how this drug, this I would call this military arms dealer, Ambassador Stevens, and several non-military people here from my county, from San Diego County, died trying to protect the compound. Hillary Clinton never sent back in any help at all. Neither did the military or the State Department to try to protect those people because they want them to die and they want the story to die with it. That's the facts. We have this person running for president, this dishonest, evil person. What the hell? And the fact that Romney has the nerve to open his damn Mormon Masonic mouth, he needs to shut up. He needs to repent. And the same way with any other Republican who thinks that they can't come together in a party to try to bring back America. Let's put it this way. If America's not great and America doesn't repent and become a Christian nation again, the whole world, not just America, is done. The whole world is finished.
That's true. Well, they didn't really care, you know, whether a Republican or Democrat got in. They don't want somebody that opposes the New World Order, though.
That's their
elite circus. And that's what they don't want. And so that's why
Trump
Obama really is an outsider. And by the way, Cruz is definitely not an outsider. No way.
He criticizes the Council on Foreign Relations, and his wife is not only a Goldman Sachs banker, but also a CFR member. And he says they were a pit of vipers. I said, I guess at night he goes to bed with a viper.
He does, doesn't he? But he claims that she, when it was pointed out that she endorsed the book, she didn't endorse it. She said something bad about it. That's silly. I've got the book. I've got Building a North American Community. And there's her statement. You know, she says she wants to make sure it's a capitalist system. But she says the border should be, we should not have any borders at all. The border should be down in Central America. That's what she says. So, of course, he helped her to write that, to be honest with you. He helped her to write it. I call him the father of the North American Union, and she's the mother of it, because she helped write the book for the Council on Foreign Relations.
Right.
So it is astonishing. And by the way, you know, his campaign manager is Chad Sweet, who's with, I think it's a Morgan Stanley Bank. So he's got a banker as his campaign manager. And Sweet also is head of the Chertoff Group, security group.
Chertoff.
You know,
Chertoff
started that when he left Homeland Security.
God.
So, I mean, he's up to his neck in all kind of horrible, dastardly deeds that Cruz is. And besides that, Dr. Bill, he gave us John Roberts as our Supreme Court Chief Justice. That was Cruz's one big contribution to the Bush White House. He's the guy who vetted and gave us John Roberts. And what did Roberts do? He turned around and gave all of America Obamacare. So really, you know, Cruz needs to look in the mirror and say, I gave America Obamacare. He did. He's the guy. And yet he says, the first thing I'm going to do is kill Obamacare. He's the one who gave it to us.
Right.
Through John Roberts. Boy, Trump has mentioned that a couple of times, and Robert says, oh, well, he wasn't my first choice. It was so-and-so or so-and-so. He tries to change the subject very quickly.
Listen,
but he knows what he did there. He knows. And, of course, Roberts is a homosexual.
Right.
He is a homosexual.
Right.
And people
need
to understand that, too.
Yeah. Well, they always put people that can be compromised, just like Barack Obama. They put people in there compromisable and controlled, and they usually put people in there also narcissists, so they have people that are, they just have to put them in a position where they can massage their ego. And behind the scenes, they're total prostitutes. Barack Obama will do anything, even destroy America or start through World War III, as long as he can maintain prez. And in fact, if he can have a declaration of martial law, and both Mitch McConnell from the Republicans and Democrats will push forward if there's a major terrorist activity by Al Qaeda and ISIS on American soil because they got an open border. What the hell did they expect? And then at our northern border, we have an anti-Trump moron called Justin Trudeau this guy has actually said the Shahada prayer in front of Muslims in a mosque in Canada, which means you've actually converted to Islam. This weekend he goes in a gay pride parade. What kind of a moron is this guy who wants to be liked by everybody and has no moral compass whatsoever?
Well, you remember the old Trudeau. Was that his father? I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, and he had on his vehicle 666. He's a Satanist. He's another idiot. He's better looking than his father, but he's still a moron, just like Pierre Elliott Trudeau.
You know, I'm not sure that these people are getting elected, Dr. Bill.
Selected.
I mean, the American people seem to be much smarter than this. And I think the elections are rigged. I know here in Texas, in this Super Tuesday primary, people voted for Trump, and they looked down, and their vote was recorded for Rubio. But they voted for Trump. And you know, we have these computers that are run by Diebold and everything, the corporation, and they're all crooked. How many elections are honest? We really can't even trust that. So it's amazing. I think Trump's numbers were much, much greater than they were actually shown because of the cheating going on.
Right.
And of course, if the big boys knew that Trump was going to win so by such margins, they would have really had their experts in there trying to rig the voting machines.
I'm going to give three bits of advice to the public. Disconnect from the financial system, which is why we talk about carrot bars. Start prepping, because they want to crash the world economy, and they want to crash America. Get yourself armed and trained, and make sure you know how to use your gun, have it properly stored. And get yourself out of these churches. Leave. Walk out. Because the doors are heavy to make sure Satan can't get out. Get out of these churches. And if the churches collapsed, and churches became home churches in your kitchen table, and cell churches, where people actually studied the Bible and actually had some morality and stood up. And we'll let these politicians, including Trump, by the way, even his team, everybody needs to be on a choke chain.
Mm-hmm.
Including Trump's team. They need to listen. And I looked at the 7-point plan here. It's pretty logical for health care.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that in hour number two coming up. We have open lines. We're going to talk about the post-Romney attack in hour two. And I'm going to go through... and get some spin on the analysis of Trump's plan for health care and much more. Thank you, Tex. Amazing book. Again, they can get it at your website, which is powerofprophecy.com. Also, we'll have it replicated over at clayandiron.com. The letters will go directly through to you. Amazing, amazing story. So just send me the PDF and et cetera, and I'll get it all posted up. I'll have you back on soon.
Lead Bond Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.